Thank you, Mark. So for those of you that don't know me, my name's Todd Lammert. My wife and kids are over there. Everybody, raise your hand. We've been coming to Faith Point now for about 6 years. I am the Todd that Rob referred to. It was my pleasure for inviting you down and inviting you to church. Rob, I know you said you weren't the public speaking thing, but I think you did a great job. So kudos to you for that. And George, we might have a backup. Chuck, someone's got your back. Actually, I want to take a second to let Rob in on a little secret. Rob said that I had reached out to him because there was a position. Well, Rob, I really didn't want you. I wanted your wife. I was using you to get to your wife. For those of you that don't know, Debbie works with me at Norton Healthcare as well. So just kidding. We're blessed to have both of you. So thank you. So I'm going to be sharing some of the output that from the dessert nights about three months ago. So for those of you who actually participated in a dessert night, would you raise your hand just to kind of give an idea who? Great. So good portion of the folks that are here. I've probably been on the leadership team, I think, for about 4 years now, four since the six we've been here. And we've as a leadership team, in support of George and Wendy and the other leaders in the church, have tried to be intentional about setting the direction and vision that God has for the church. So about three years ago, we took some time and were intentional in some of our planning. And we said, hey, you know what? A lot going on. Church is growing. A lot of good things. Let's sit down and do that again. So what a better way to do that than to reach out to all of you and say, hey, what is it that God's putting on your hearts as to where we need to go as a church? So that's really what prompted the dessert night discussion, and we're going to go through some of that feedback as to what was discussed in those sessions. There were four questions, if you recall. First question was, what brought you to Faith Point? Second question was what we want to be known for. Third question was around hopes and dreams. What are the hopes and dreams for Faith Point? And then lastly was, hey, if money was not an option, what would you want to do? How would you want to see the church grow? So, and what we found in going through the exercises, a lot of the items on each of the different lists, you could really plop them down in any one of the four different buckets. So we had flip charts in the back room there, and this is just a representation. We try to do our best to kind of take, this much voice and try to bring it down to something that was manageable. As far as what has brought and kept everyone to Faith Point, location, those personal invitations, referrals, friendly, welcoming, family feel, kids points, and then the great worship and messages that we get when we come together. What we wanted to be known for, Bible-based teaching, kids programming, very missions and service orientation, a family feel, and great atmosphere. And by the way, we did have over 90 people that provided input in those sessions, which was pretty cool. Next slide, please. As far as hopes and dreams go, we talked about, and again, a lot of overlap, which what's going to be on the next slide, but more small group options, gym space, community center. Again, I think, how do we come together? Do we have enough space to capacity when we need it with those groups that we want to bring together? More retreats, activities and outreach, short-term Bible study options, continued disciple-making opportunities, improved social media utilization, more service, community presence, youth mentorship, and more storage. Anybody that's helped with the Christmas decorations knows that that's an issue. Last slide. So kind of tying it kind of all together around, hey, if money wasn't an option, and again, we've talked about tithing, the vision. George talked about the worship plus two. This kind of leads us into what are things that we can do and what are some things that we kind of vision for Faith Point in the future. An outside shelter, improved kids' rooms, adult study rooms, dedicated youth space, financial updates, Bible-based teaching, more space, group nights out, young adult ministry and not afraid to try things. So, any surprises there? So that, again, takes a whole lot of voice from you all and kind of provides a summary for that. Next slide. So some of the things that we want to do as a leadership team and working with the body, you all, is we really want to be intentional with more offering more opportunities for these personal connections, small groups, retreats, activities, short-term studies, investigate the use of space. Are we using the existing space most effectively, most efficiently? What are those other opportunities where we can come together, together as a body? As we go forth as a congregation, and really part of today is, as far as next steps go, is, hey, we wanted to share these findings with you all and start to get you all excited about some of the voice that you had provided to kind of get some momentum going. We as a leadership team, with voice from you all, want to begin to plan and prioritize around some of this voice, develop more leaders within Faith Point, and then finally, which is going to be after the service, correct, George? We're going to provide a vehicle for folks that are interested in getting involved in more small group activities. We'll do some planning around that. So I think the takeaway from all of this and my call to action for you all as members of the body is to, number one, pray about it. And again, we very much appreciate your voice. I think we had a really successful voice gathering session. But pray about it and really seek to understand what God is putting on your heart. Again, whether it's related to tithing, whether it's related to your time. You know, again, we can contribute in a lot of ways, and it really will take not just 30% engagement, but really 100% engagement to meet and do some of these things. And then the other thing would just be is, you know, after you pray about it, in the very near future, in the next days, couple weeks, really begin to identify how you, as a active member at Faith Point, can take some accountability and participate in one of these options. So that's really all I have. Greg is going to come up and talk about the Spartans' win last night. So, thank you.